News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR.
For those unfamiliar, Ruth, hay fever is what and what can you do about it?
Good morning, Anton. Thanks very much for having us on this morning. Yeah, hay fever is getting into hay fever season. So hay fever affects the nose, but it also can affect the chest. So hay fever and asthma are like sisters. They're so closely linked. So, I mean, people can be suffered dreadfully with it. So the kind of streaming eyes, constant sneezing, headaches, you know, and just difficulty concentrating, difficulty at school, very problematic for students that are doing exams. So what we can do about it is go to your pharmacist now, because now is the time to start dealing with it. So go to your pharmacist now and get onto your antihistamines. And if they're not working for you, speak to them about other treatments like nasal sprays. And then also, if they don't work, go to your GP and then they can give you something on prescription. But start at your pharmacy first. And after that, then you can do things yourself at home then, like wearing your wraparound sunglasses when the sun is out, wearing a peaky cap as well is very helpful. Keeping the windows closed in the car when you're driving around and not bringing the pollen into the car. So that can stop it, be very helpful. And also making sure when you do get a chance to put the clothes out in the line, just give them a good shake before you bring them in, and don't put them straight onto the bed, and make sure you put them into the ironing cupboard. So you also can contact our asthma services for some more advice, and we have top tips on it, and we have an advice line where you can speak to a respiratory nurse, and we also have our WhatsApp messaging service as well, all that are available on our website on asthma.ie. Also on the website is our pollen tracker. There's a 3-day pollen tracker which will tell you the pollen forecast for the next 3 days, which can be very helpful if you're planning activities, which, you know, can be difficult, particularly for children outside and for everybody outside, maybe going out to football or any sports activities. And of course, people that are working outside all the time have huge problems with it as well, like farmers and builders, etc.
Wraparound shades and a baseball cap.
Yeah, that can be very helpful. Simple as that. And putting a bit of Vaseline or petroleum jelly on your nose can be very helpful as well. That can all trap the pollens as well. Going into the nose.
In terms of the worst period of the year for it, is it once we hit March, it is bad all of the way through until autumn, or is there a peak in spring?
It varies. So you have tree pollens in March right through until kind of May, June time, and then you have the grass pollens kicking in. And so for some people, the tree pollen might be more problematic, and then for others, the grass pollen might be more problematic. And for some people, everything is problematic. So, and then that goes right through until August, September time. And we know that our pollen season is extended now with the climate change and all the rest of it. So we can see high pollen levels well into September and sometimes into October. And they're starting earlier as well. Once you see the trees budding, the pollen levels are going to start going up.
Okay, I need you to answer one potential old wives' tale. Text just came in that said, very simple solution to hay fever. Get stung by nettles a few times a year.
Well, nettle pollen actually is very problematic for a lot of people as well, particularly around June, July time. So look at any of these old wives' tales. There's no research behind them, so we don't recommend them. But it's a rather painful procedure to go through if you want to get immunity to pollen.
Ruth, thank you very much. Ruth Morrow, respiratory nurse specialist, the Asthma Society of Ireland.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.